we come in, they turn the lights on, and they were looking to see whether we're going to renovate it or tear it down or something like that. And so we looked, we went through the upstairs, and that was just dusty, nobody was up there, and downstairs, one classroom. So then we went down to the basement, went down the steps. It was an old bulb, and we went down the steps, and we got down in there. And they were walking around there, and all at once, Sherm said, "Jesus Christ, there's a bunch of rats down here." They come up, and they said, "Tear it down." I'll never forget, he let out a yell about the rats all over down here. There wasn't a rat in the building.
The old Dyersville was right on the same site, right?
Right, same place.
Okay.
I wonder how they did that. They tore that down, and then wonder where they went that year. Did they go to City Hall or something?
Kindergarten? Yeah. Kindergarten in the basement of City Hall.
They were building that. Yeah, I can remember that. They were building the building.
That's another story. I had them down there, and a bunch of smart asses in Dyersville were complaining about where we parked our buses and what we could do and couldn't drive the buses and so forth. And so I used to pick them up right on Main Street. And they just stop traffic and then get out there. And I said, "Well, then I can't do that. What are we going to do? We're just So I had one day I wouldn't let them park up, wouldn't pick them up. And I had all the cops there and everything. Geez, the Main Street was a swirl of it. Well, we got that changed. Then they want us to park our buses in Dyersville. That was another thing. Couldn't the drivers couldn't leave them in their driveways or anything like that.
Oh God, that was an issue. Jeez.
Oh yeah. Guy was my best man, and I was his best man. And actually, Sally ended up marrying his son, who was my godson.
Who's this now?
Jimmy Tiger Welch was the name. But he used to drive a clean towel truck and around. But what he did on the side was he would provide the whiskey and from East Dubuque to all these taverns in the county. It was scary. But he used to call Dyersville Horseshit Bill because they wouldn't let him park that clean towel truck on the streets and all that. So that wasn't just that he was after you, I guess.
You know, a little sideline to that too, though. You know, I just saw last week where Ray Geiskamper died. And I didn't know that. Ray real well, but he worked for West Dubuque for 34 years. And they used to laugh at me because I'd go to all the damn wakes. I thought if it was any relative or anything like that or connection at all, it didn't hurt me to represent Western Dubuque. And I don't think they do that anymore, but. Maybe I was foolish, I don't know, but...
He was kind of a big Beckman supporter, too, wasn't he?
Huh?
Wasn't he kind of a big Beckman supporter,
too? Yeah,
his
kids all
right. Geiskamper. Well, I remember...
I talked to them one day before a board meeting, a bond meeting. I had put them all down, all the drivers. I don't think I got two votes out of that whole damn bunch. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I remember... we had a meeting on one of the bond issues or something. That's when I might have been up at Dyersville those 2 years. And the bus driver's in there. And I think it was Howard Steffen's uncle when he had bus driver.
Yeah.
He was horrible. And I'm trying to tell him that we've got a vote and all this and that. And then he goes on that, well, you could put those kids in that Luxembourg school. There's plenty of room there in Luxembourg. Marv Pettinger says, at the end says, if I had his brains, I'd shoot myself.
I used to laugh when I'd go around trying to sell bond issues. I'd have a different story in every damn town, you know. And when I get to Luxembourg, I had a good friend up there by the name of old Joe Gall, long dead. But old Joe was kind of a town fodder, kind of a heavy set guy, and a good smile, and he's a good friend. And I went up there one night and I made my little speech, and Joe got up and says, "That's a good program, we support it." And there was no discussion.
Well, I think you sent me up there one time. Emmett Pins, I had coached him when he was on the council. And I remember that tavern, what was the name of it, right there in the corner.
Oh,
across
yeah.
from them. I went there for talked to a few people. And they weren't the most... they didn't come across with the boats too good sometimes.
Another one of them stories that I remember was a bond issue. And I picked up Art Hanker, and we went down to the monastery. Because I knew Art knew the abbot. I don't know how that happened. But we went down there, and they made us welcome, and all the monks sitting there saying nothing. And they were all there, and Art and the abbot got talking Cardinal baseball. Geez, they went through the whole thing. And when it got all done, I wanted to get up, and he said, "Don't worry," he said, "we'll take care of the boat." He voted for all of them.
Liz Lynch was a good one to take down there, too.
Oh, my God.
She'd get them. Yeah, they were pretty good.
We got about 50 boats that night, I think, without even trying.
It's funny, the little things like
that. Yeah. Day.
Well, I remember one time, well, this is far off, but I remember he told me it was a Cardinal guy who used to be a Cardinal pitcher, Tom Pahulski, called on you. He was a salesman.
Yeah. You guys see Art at all?
He's right up the street. Yeah, I see him all the time.
I thought that was him walking. I drove up today. I thought it was him walking, but I don't think it was.
No.
He looked...
He had a new hip.
He did?
Yeah, put in November, I think.
I saw him at his book signing. Went and bought a book.
Yeah,
that was quite a book.
So Anne's recovering well. She's been laid up for about a year. She had a colostomy, and then it's been resectioned the spring, so she's on pretty much on the road back. So, yeah.
So would she have, like, some colon cancer or something?
Well, it wasn't cancerous. It was some kind of bowel condition.
Oh, okay.
That they had to have taken care of, so.
And who was the old bus deal had the wife? There was a teacher. He run the, what the hell did he run? A transportation system?
For us?
Oh, Gary, you mean Gary?
Gary Less.
I believe they're down in the Quad Cities.
Are they back together?
I think
so. They've been back together for quite a while.
Are they really?
Yeah. Because I see his brother.
I'm glad to hear that.
I see his brother in Dubuque. He plays
the lawyer?
No, the other one. Dave was a teacher at Hempstead.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him lately, but I always have some about
Gary Less.
And they're down there. She had a little cancer and some other things, and Gary kind of helped. And I think a lot of their kids are out in Colorado.
Really?
But you'd like this story. Well, I know Mike Hauslager was one of those three finalists for the Duke.
Oh, yeah.
So I...